Hi everyone, welcome to our welcome back episode, or as stores be calling it, re-grand opening of The Secret Is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And we together are The Secret Is Work. And so what we want to do today, guys, is tell you that we have finally put together the episode that we did during the Princess Staycation. We told you guys from now on you'd be getting 2 episodes per month. So obviously we need to tell you guys what you're going to be listening to. So we pretty much just sat around the dinner table and chopped it up. We learned a lot of new things about people that we didn't know about. People that were in our circle. The people that came to the event of guest of mine and guest of Quan's and guest of JoJo's was actually...
And guest of Princess.
Guest of Princess were actually... We all worked at the same place around the same time and we didn't know it. So basically, you just listening to us chop it up around the dinner table while we're indulging on the wonderful food that Quan made for us and those mojitos JoJo made. So we just want to tell everyone, thank you so much for accepting us back in your hearts. And hopefully, when this drops on your feed, you'll love us the same.
Yes, definitely. I think during Princess Vacation, was that May? Dinner table conversation was absolutely my favorite. I love getting together with creatives and just have talk about everything. We talk about time management. Mm-hmm. We talk about creating content. We talk about almost a bunch of different things. So I'm excited for you guys to hear, kind of hear what we talked about and get to know everyone. Because I know everyone got to introduce themselves. We had Crystal from Society of Harlow. We had Carlene from Zoe Beauty. It's Zoe Beauty. It's beauty, but it's beauty with a TTE because it's t-shirts. And we had Quan's guest. And we also have JoJo, which is, you guys know, she's a blogger and of course my business partner for our new store, Power Refined, shameless plug. But with all of that said, I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation and I will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Nice. Yeah, you missed that part.
Hi guys.
Hey.
I always say hi, guys. Hi, guys. I'm JoJo of JoJo Styles. I have many jobs. I'm an occupational therapist with kids with special needs. On top of that, I have a photography business. I do makeup. I have a t-shirt line. And a secret that's coming out tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, secrets!
So I do a lot. You guys can find me on social media as JoJoStyles_, and you can see all the facets of my life.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. What's up, everybody? I'm Mr. Up the Par, better known as Cooking with Quan. My name is Lan Quan. I'm an intern specialist for one of the top lawyers here in Atlanta, but my passion is cooking. Today I brought to you guys some Cuban cuisine. So we have some palomita steak with grilled onions, peppers. We have a grilled chicken washed with garlic and cilantro. We
all
have
good
black beans and rice. I also made some empanadas earlier. So just tapping into my passion for cooking and socializing and being able to cook for other people. I'm not eating because I will cook for other people and watch everybody else eat. But after cooking all that, I don't have any appetite. But like I said, check me out soon. I have more content, more tutorials, hands-on, one-on-one cooking FaceTime videos available. But definitely Cooking with Quan, Mr. Up to Par. Check me out on Facebook and Instagram.
And the food is amazing.
It is very good.
Killed the empanadas.
So good.
Hello, everyone. I'm Crystal Daniels. I am a blogger. My brand is Society of Harlow, where I talk fashion, lifestyle, fitness, music, everything fabulous. I like to say part-time art entrepreneur and my full-time role, I lead a diversity team to get more amazing teachers of color into our classrooms across the nation. And you can check me out.
She said nation.
You know, we nationwide out here. And the blog is also global. I like to say one of my claims to fame, something that I'm just really proud of, is being named Fashion Bomb Daily's top 10 Atlanta bloggers. And that was in my first year. So I'm in my second year of blogging. So I'm just really excited to take it to new and exciting things that are going to come out very, very soon. And you can find me at Society of Harlow, across everything.com, Twitter, Facebook, and it goes down on Instagram.
Alrighty, well, hi everyone. I am Kirkland of the XL Tribe, as you can see on my screen. And mainly what I do is focus on men's fashion, specifically the XL men's fashion. So I'm just excited to put myself in spaces that will help me and my audience grow and get bigger, and hopefully show men that we can be just as colorful, we can be just as out there, we can be just as in the center limelight as women have done for so long. We can do the same thing. So that is my introduction.
Yes, so I'm just excited to have you guys. Like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm just happy everyone made it. My team and I, we put in work to this vacation, and from meetings to planning this to purchasing everything we need for cooking with Quan to make us dinner. So I'm just excited you guys were able to make it and kind of put up with us for a whole day. So since we eating and we also talking about balance, like, I guess it's a topic where we're going to talk about all the time, because it's hard. It's hard to find time. We only get 24 hours and it's never enough. Especially when you have kids, especially when you work a full-time job, it will never, 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 never be enough time. And one thing someone said the other day that makes, I'm like, thank you for saying that. She said, one of the girls, she shared a post. She's, you know, thanking me for, you know, always sharing things, how to be motivation things to help her. And she said she's been growing her YouTube, and she find herself that she get it done no matter what. And she finds time even when there is no time. And that is the thing. There will never be time. And we just have to find the time. And to me, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, I just feel like I have to find the time. It doesn't matter how my day is going. It doesn't matter what I have to do. Even when I was working full time, I just have to find the time. So how do you guys find the time to get it done? You are mom. Is she your mom? No, so she's the only mom here. So where do you find the time? you're the only mom. That's rare. So many more moms in the room. So how do you find the time when there is no time, but you find, make sure you get it done? Because you have a t-shirt company and you also have books. So how do you find time to get your t-shirts done? I don't know, promote, do whatever events, whatever that is that you do on a regular to grow your business.
Something that realize that I have to do is have quiet time, at least 30 minutes, an hour, where it's just completely quiet, where I could just relax. And usually that's when my kids are at school. I get that time to reboot, and then I get on social media and start brainstorming. But I typically do all my work while the kids are in school, or really late night after I'm done taking his kid to school, bringing him home, homework, put him down for bed, dinner, everything. Husband is good. Before I go to bed at night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm working. That's when I'm, you know, looking at content and trying to build my brand, you know. And in between time, like, if I stop at a red light, if I'm with my kids and they're playing at the park and I'm with them, I'll quickly, you know, post something on social media, you know, hey, you know, to keep it, because you have to keep your social media going and to continue. So that's how I try to juggle my time.
Anyone else want to take the floor? You want to give me some juice while you're at it?
As soon as I swallow. The way I make time is by not sleeping.
I mean, it's that is what the truth is.
Sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice. You have to give a lot to get a little sometimes. I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm usually up by 6:30 to go to work on days that I work because I'm not part-time. But even when I'm not working, I'm up at 6-ish. I could go to sleep at 4 o'clock. The other day I was making t-shirts for my new line. And I was doing designs and stuff like that. And I didn't go to sleep till maybe 4:30. Mm. At 6:30, I was up. By 10 o'clock, I was at the t-shirt guy. And by 4 o'clock, I had samples. So in less than 12 hours, you got to make it shake. Period.
Make it shake.
Yes.
I'm
going to
make some shake.
Right? I'm going
to
make some shake.
It's so crazy because everybody's talking about making time.
I'm going to make some shake.
I feel like making time is hard, but with you, when something is your passion or you will find the time. People, they always say, people find time for the things that they want, the things that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. Find the time, whether it's anything from prepping on how to cook something, how to make a marinade. With me, I just love the passion behind something. Seeing somebody else create something, or I can go off something that I've tasted and then go off of that. So that passion, that time I create, I feel like it's like invested time. It's like more time toward me perfecting my craft. Now, it's so hard to differentiate, you know, into your work hours, into your personal time. There's a big difference and a big gap between that. But if some way, if you can learn to marry that together, I think that's the best outcome, to find time for both, but a blend of things, a blend of where it's not, you feel like you're cutting off one and cutting on the other, a blend of it, kind of finding a way to marry them together, make them work for each other.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure it out. Some months I am better at it than others. I feel like right now I'm struggling, but I'm gonna be back on it. For me,
Stanley has to go. He has another gig.
Thing.
Oh, bye,
Stanley.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you, Stanley.
For me, it's just really being disciplined.
No ice.
And cutting out
on that juice.
Things that are not Anyone productive. So for me, I actually do not own a TV. And I know. I don't have cable. I don't own a TV. And I just think about like all just the hours you just spend. Time when I was like at my highest of like execution and efficiency, I wouldn't check my phone until I worked out, until I like checked emails and things like that. So I think it's really just finding the triggers of what is like time vampires, like what are like sucking the time out of your day. And then also one thing I'm also learning is things that I'm not good at, it's just sometimes ain't worth trying to spin my wheels. So whether it's going to cost you $50 or $25, just let it go. So I'm still also trying to figure that out about myself too. Some things will just suck the time out, and I
ain't got no job.
You do have a job. You got a 9-to-5.
Why live?
Oh, wait, did you just say he just ate and then left?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ice yen.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Well, I ain't got no job, but I don't know how y'all find the time. I don't. I'm always struggling. I think there's a lot of things I want to accomplish. I'm always struggling how to get something. I mean, whether it's trying to make sure that I have time to actually live my life and enjoy it while I'm building a business. To me, that's so important. Like, I see Cindy, I could never be Cindy. Like, I could never do those things. Like, there's so many things I'm unwilling to give up because I feel like, what is it all worth if I spend 20 years of my life grinding, I have all this money, all the success, and I look around and I got no friends, no husband, no mama, no daddy, and I'm just looking at the top of my heel, sitting like Missy Elliott in that video, all by myself. Like, I don't want that. So I struggle because I refuse to give up the things that I love just to make it to some attainable place that I might make it to and fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm. Oh, you done? Oh, I'm done. It's
your drop mic. Hey, drop mic.
Right?
Okay, I mean, I think if anyone sees how much work and time I put into my business, it's Kirkland. Mm-hmm. And I put every day of my life into my business. And funny, because you say you don't watch TV, I watch a whole lot of TV.
Can I be honest? She's not really watching the TV. Let me be honest, dog. But the TV is on. It's watching her.
Yeah, sometimes the TV watches.
I can't sit in front of the TV without my computer. But for me, honestly, my business is my life. Like, it's my life passion. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to build. It's my baby. And when you have a baby, that's your life. You can sleep at night because you got to wake up and change diapers. So, Kirk and I was like, how do you do it? Because this is what I do. And right now, I don't work a full-time job anymore. This is what I do. So, I do have to wake up early. To me, personally, time management for me is waking up early. When I wake up super early, I get so much done.
What's super early for you?
6. I'm up between 6. I'm up some days when I have a long day. I will wake up at 6. And between 6, I get to post on social media. I can go work out. Technically, my first shoot is not between 11 and 12. So it's not like, but I get all my social media things out of the way. So it will never be easy, but you have to find a balance. Mm-hmm. Once you're starting to do it, it becomes second nature to you. And that's where I'm at. I'm where this is my life. This is what I do. So I can't say I don't have time. One thing I hear people say, I don't have time. You have time. You don't know how to manage your time. Mm-hmm. So to me, I've been in this journey since 2010, really. I was 2011 when I started my first business since 2011. So I've had a whole lot of practice. And when I used to work full-time at the end of the day, I do have to go to work. My bills need to be paid, but my business also needs to be run. So I will go to work. I will plan properly. I will do my shoots on Sunday. I will work on my blog post Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the time Monday comes, I can just go to work. And I don't waste time. I use all my downtime. If I'm getting my tire changed, I'm posting on social media. If I'm sitting in traffic, I'm posting on social media. If I'm in between clients, I'm posting on social media. So I use this little downtime that I do have to, you know, do things I need to do. I'm returning emails. I'm applying for partnerships. So to me, it's like it's not easy. It's really not. It's work. And one of the hardest things I'm having now is like because I am, like I'm balancing, trying to balance, you know, being in a relationship and having to run my business. There are times my boyfriend is in town. And what I do is I will get everything done before he gets here. But there's still, like, things I need to get. It's so funny. There's still things I need to do. Like, I have to return emails. I have to talk to clients. And I'm trying to balance all of that. So, it's not easy, Kirkland. It will never be easy. But to me, it needs to be done. And I'm just going to do it. I can't complain about it. Because there's no one else to do it for me. It's either I'm going to do it or I'm not. So, I just do it.
It's that passion.
Yeah.
You have a passion for something.
And I'm overly passionate about my business and my blog, everything I do. I am one of those overly passionate people. It's really, for me, it is all or nothing. So I'm going to go all in. I'm all in.
I know that you use, like, efficiencies with, like, different tools. So can you just share more about, I don't know if you use, like, Hootsuite or Buffer or Planoly and talk about that, how that, like, saves time, too.
Yeah, I do use Hootsuite. So, for, like, my Facebook posts, I schedule, like, every one, because I'm using the free Hootsuite, so they only let me schedule for, like, 3 days. So, every 3 days, I will schedule content to go out on Facebook, Twitter for 3 whole days, and then I will go back and repost. And for my IG, my Instagram, I do the same thing, but I use the draft. So my challenge that I'm doing right now, I already plan every post for the entire week. So I just put them in draft. So as I'm sitting here, if I had my phone, I can just go to my draft and select a photo and just hit send. It's already have tags, not tags, it already have, tags. I tagged who shot me.
I didn't know that you could do drafts with the caption and...
Oh, I do all of that. The only thing you can't do is your... If you put your hashtags in the comment. You can't do that until you post. But if you put the hashtags in the caption, you can do all, caption.
I thought it was just a picture.
Tag my photographer. I tag what I'm wearing. So if I'm sitting here, I'm in traffic, I'm hanging out, all I have to do is share the post. So in Hootsuite is my favorite, and I use a draft. I schedule all my emails. So sometimes I send 1 to 2 emails per week, and I work on my emails on Sundays, and I schedule everything. I use Planoly.
What do you put in your email? You're talking about your emails to your listserv? Like to your
my email.
And she makes her list from scratch.
What are you talking about?
Emails?
Like,
my email.
I don't even understand.
My email. I know JoJo have her email
it's auto-generated.
RSS once a week. I create my emails every week. I go in there. I create my email schedule to go out.
But what are y'all talking about?
For my photography, I'm sharing. If I have a sale, I'm sharing my recent shoots, like what I'm some of my favorite photos. For my blog, I'm sharing my recent posts. And sometimes I have a sale going on.
JoJo, so it's another way to give some resurgence to posts you did.
JoJo's automated. Yeah. So it's like it goes out
the week.
Yeah, you know what? I just got an idea. You can do Throwback Thursday. Yeah, your email can be Throwback Thursday. And what you can do is reinsert
some of your favorite posts from way back when. You just have to get your email list going. So when you have something to announce, you can, like, our store's coming up. I'm going to send an email list to both my photography and my blog saying, I have a new store. Go check it out.
And I think you do a great job.
You get my emails? When I have a sale, I will send like 3 emails in one day when I have a sale. And that's what will get me sales. That's why my photography business has grown since I've launched my photography. I think I've done so well for myself because I'm always sending out the email. I'm sharing on social media. I think on my IG, I'm trying to post every 3 to 4 hours. I think that's what I'm doing. I'm posting.
Well, your posts always end up showing me on popular page. It always give me. Like, literally, I already follow you, but for it to still pop up on the popular page.
Because I post so much.
Even now, JoJo, I follow you now, but still, the content that y'all are putting out, it still pop up on my popular page. I'm like, how I can never make this popular page? But it's like, they're always on the popular page.
Because we are posting so much.
It don't even have to be y'all picture. It can be a picture of, like, I did a Mommy and Me. Both of y'all did Mommy and Me one Sunday. Literally, y'all Mommy and Me pictures will come up on the page.
And honestly, that's how I was able to grow my IG so much.
And same thing with Excel.
I was posting so much, I was always coming up in the Explorer page. And people will find me and go follow me. Honestly, that's cute. I can never find your name on, your name on my Facebook. I know we on Facebook friends. But, I mean, honestly, you guys, to me, it just takes being consistent. And I know I say this so much, but it's something that comes with time. You just have to start doing it. You do it and it becomes your life.
Second nature.
It becomes second nature to you. Like, all of this is not, like, I am one of those, Kirkland is tired of me. I am a crazy person. I like everything to be, this is what we're doing it. We have to be on time. This guy would be late for everything in life if it wasn't for me. Craig and I have been friends since 2004, and I promise you guys, I've spent most of our friendship waking him up. I kid you not.
I've known them for the last 4.5 years, and even with meeting them, just their drive for everything that they do, everything they put behind them.
Yes.
I mean, they have so many different avenues of what they have passion for that just lets you know that you can't just have, you can say you have passion for one thing, but it's so many different avenues that you can run behind with passion. I've seen them literally step out on faith and literally just let everything flourish. So you learn so much from them just watching and kind of know what steps it takes, what kind of steps you kind of stay away from. And that's the thing, the passion that literally, Cindy will get up. I stay with them and Cindy will literally get up and have a look, 3-4 looks for a day, shoot 2 of them before she goes to church. Go to church, come back, shoot another look, go to her event for the day. And that day has left, she shot her look for church, 2 looks in between, and a look for her going out. And before you know it, throughout that week, you'll see the 2 look, but she shot it on her own. Literally, the whole time I was there, she literally asked me one time, come down here with my tripod. Other than that, Cindy will have her tripod in this And that goes from
that was back then. She don't take her own pictures now.
Now
she does her own makeup, and it just blows my mind because you
would area. What happened on Friday? Because I didn't see no makeup.
And then now she does her own. It may be a light beat. It may be just, but it literally
it might be terrible, but I'm working on
compared to Cindy used to hate makeup before all this. So now Cindy went from scheduling makeup interviews to now doing her own light beat to actually looking good when she does makeup.
One thing I look good. That's the only person I look good.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really, it's growth, it's passion.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. So I feel like the people that knows me, that's the people who truly see the work and passion that I put into my business. Social media, it seems like I put a lot of work, but behind the scenes, I put a lot more work. I'm very obsessed with everything that I do. And to me, that's what it takes. You have to be obsessed with what you do. That's when you do more. That's when you get it done the way you want it to
do. And you don't
it.
Look at the time.
You don't look at the time. You don't look at the time. You just do it. You just do it. And people always say, you know, people say, what is one thing that you will do even if you will still do it even if you wasn't getting paid for it? Like, I would do this even if I wasn't getting paid for it. I would, because I was doing it when I wasn't getting paid for it. So I will do this when I wasn't getting paid for it. Like Quan says, when I used to work full time, from like 2011 up to 2015, 16, I used to wake up every single day and take my own pictures before I go to work. And if I don't take my pictures before work, I take them in the parking lot at work on my lunch break. So
that's building in the window.
That's a beautiful thing, going from literally seeing her have her own looks, go to Goodwill, have her own looks from her website, see samples come in, actually look good from samples from vendors, really like pliable samples for her to have, then go from actual brands reaching out to her, True Religion, like top brands sending her items to wear, you know what I'm saying, things that she would normally not buy with her own money, but sending you as free as a vendor. Literally, that's a beautiful thing as far as for something that's, people don't realize the whole thing when you go out to marketing events, when you go to free events, that marketing, everything that comes behind the planning of that to be able to give you free stuff, it's something I feel like magical towards that. I love social events. I love events where you go and there's an hors d'oeuvre flowing and there's drinks and there's free gift bags. It's like it makes people want to indulge and talk about this party I've been to. So imagine creating that social experience with people who are genuinely good people. Whether you whether they know, I know how she be dressed, so I know CW reporter because that's what she used to, you know, at one point. You know what I'm saying? So everybody know you from a different tag. That's a beautiful thing for people to run up you and know you from your work or to know you from what you do. Or I am Princess. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody reach out to me, even with Zoe Beauty. Like, this is my first time meeting Carlene, but Stacy is my best friend.
First time meeting Carlene?
My first time. Stacy. So creative design is my best friend, Stacy.
Really?
But she loves Carlene. She stayed at my house. I'm going to Carlene's house. I'm leaving my stuff here. I'm going to love Carlene. Zoe Beauty. But the beauty of Haitian queens. Haitian people sticking together. Miami people sticking together. That's a beautiful. Florida people sticking together. Because now I invited my friend, and then now they've went to school. They've had passing. And so it's just a beautiful thing as far as for just being able to look. But social and being able to, how things intertwine. You never know. Look. When it says a small word, but literally, it's also about kindred souls and having the same passion, having to run the kindred souls and your passion, your energies, that all carry over into stuff. I used to be to the point where it's like a lot of things that I would cook for people, but like they didn't like that food or this wasn't that. But I had to build myself up to be like, well, I'm cooking for what I know, from the things that I love. Hopefully people will love what I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always considerate. You have chefs that will not be considerate to what anybody else like. This is the way I do it. This is standard. I'm willing to be able to say, what do you like? What are your things that you like? What are the things you don't like? So I can kind of deter from. Some people really don't want to do that. Some people are stick to their own method, their own, you know, and that's fine. You know, but it's all about how you work as a person or how you get along with people. That's
I agree. It's funny because it's like when you go to events, I've met so many people. I've met Crystal through an event. I've actually met JoJo through her event almost 2 years ago. So attending events actually personally changed my business. I cover events for almost 2 years straight. I was covering events after events. And I've met every single person I know now is from an event. When I was covering events, I still cover events. I don't cover as much as I used to, but I still cover events, and I've met so many people.
I think that's one thing I need to work on. Even though I'm like, I'm a Gemini, so I for real have two sides.
Late Gemini, that's a big difference.
June 12th.
Okay, so you can feel you know,
you June 12th, I'm July 11th.
Oh, you your birthday coming up to Gigi? Your birthday what?
23rd.
So she is a Cancer. You like started Cancer, right? Or the Cancer started at the 22nd or 23rd? 21st. Yeah. So
she's Cancer. Yeah. Cancers are hustlers. My mom's a Cancer.
And they're
good with money.
What's your sign?
Very
Sagittarius.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Carlene, what's your sign?
When is your mom's birthday?
Taurus.
Oh, my sister's a Taurus.
Yeah, strong. Very
I'm July
11. Yeah. Very strong. Yeah. Well, that
female Taurus and male Taurus are two different.
Okay. Yeah, because my work
is a Taurus. I think it's every sign, too. 20th.
Another one is May 30th.
My so birthday is May 20th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my niece's birthday is the peak Gemini. So early Geminis, I get along with. The later Geminis, I'm like, later. I'm like, are you going to stab me? And like, yeah, I know.
We are crazy.
But my niece is crazy, and she peaks. So just imagine, like, I'm beginning. So just imagine later. But no, that goes with, like, even with the whole energy and I bought sage. I've literally felt just a little... like a recharging of it. It's not even so much as it may be in my mind, but literally I never felt so confident about little things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Little things about things I would never dress or be able to do in Miami. I do hear it and be confident and just go about and just, and I read in a horoscope.
Are you from Miami?
I'm from Miami originally. Okay. I'm from Little Haiti. Yeah, I'm from Little Haiti. Yeah, Opelika, Little Haiti. Yeah.
Okay. So, how long have you been in Atlanta?
I've been here 8 years. Like, what school did you go to?
No, I was in Lakeland.
Okay, so you're okay. Because I know a lot of Carlene's too, and they went to Edison with me too.
Yeah, a lot of Haitians.
But no, because that's my family. That's my favorite, you know? So even with me and Stacey, we met at our call center. We were at PRC together.
I worked at PRC.
Yeah, I met her PRC, but my cousin used to be in love with her. Imagine, like, my cousin, she used to work at Walmart. My cousin used to talk about this girl worked at Walmart. Man, her clothes match her eyeshadow, man. That's how you know somebody is watching you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that just goes to show you, it's like, things that we do in our normal passion, yeah, people are like, come on, yo. Yeah, that PR, like, literally.
They shut PRC all the way.
I mean, it's a lower, but not, it's still going, but literally.
Oh, it's a call center?
It's here, but they canceled out all the DirecTV accounts and all the major
really?
Accounts.
Really? I work for
DirecTV. Yeah, I work for commercial and
residential. Wait, you work for
DirecTV? Me too!
Yeah, if you offer it,